wins for Livingston and Monterey. Upperman rebounds. And a back-and-forth affair for White County means a W. All of that and much more as we bring you the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We'll talk live with the Clay County Bulldogs, who are off to a great start. We'll also get you caught up on what happened with Jackson County, Cumberland County, York Institute before we're done today. Glad you're along with us as we get set for another week of high school football. But first things first, looking back to what happened Friday night on a warm and humid night across the Upper Cumberland. Livingston stays perfect on the season, defeating Stone Memorial 42-7. Senior quarterback Will McDonald, 19 of 24 for 260 yards and three touchdowns. Upperman gets off to a slow start, but rallies back to beat Cannon County 39-6. Donovan McAllister rushes 17 times for 152 yards. Monterey is now 5-0. They beat Pickett County by a 63-16 score. Jordan Key threw for 80 yards and three touchdowns, 6 of 7 on the night. For Pickett County, Luke Smith, 200 passing yards and a touchdown through the air. Clay County remains undefeated after they beat Gordonsville 35-6. The Bulldogs ran it for 308 on the night. Oakland defeats Cookeville by a 49-0 score. White County gets the win over Walker Valley by a 32-29 final. Will Griggs led the White County Warriors in rushing with 115 yards on 20 carries and two touchdowns. Jaden Richmond, 18 carries, 99 yards. Jackson County falls to East Robertson by a 14-7 score. Wid Robbins, 57 yards rushing on 19 carries. Eli Burris for the Blue Devils, 12 of 25 passing for 83 yards. York Institute falls to Smith County's final score 34-12. Nathaniel Cass led the offensive attack with 74 yards and a touchdown. Zach Gibson, 47 yards rushing on 13 carries. Cumberland County fell down by 28 points early, could not rally to beat Macon County. The final 48-12. Jacob Gringa, 7 carries, 75 yards and a touchdown for the Jets. Trevor Parsons, just 2 of 7 passing in that game. Elsewhere, it was Blackman defeating Warren County by a 41-7 final. Watertown 34, Cascade 12. Joe Burns beats Red Boiling Springs. The final there, 44-14. DeKalb County gets the win over Grundy County by a 49-12 score. Glad to have with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive, Jimmy Maynard, head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers. This is going to sound weird, but 49-0, people are going to say, well, you know, the Cavaliers defensively just couldn't keep up. That really was not the story. This is where the stats or the scores are misleading.
That's true, Larry. I felt like we really, our kids defensively played really well. We had some bad things happen to us on special teams, and we knew coming into the game that we worked extremely hard on our special teams this week. We had two block punts for touchdowns and then a muff punt that gave them a real short field and allowed them three touchdowns. But our defensive guys really, really played hard all night against a team that's been averaging 69 points a game. We knew that, you know, going into the game, we're facing a team that we're outmanned, and we knew that. But our kids really, we challenged them to play tough and play physical and just never give up. And I was proud of the effort that they did give. But, you know, offensively, we struggled. I think we had about 150 yards of offense. But against a team that's just so physical and so fast. I mean, it's just, you think you got a play going and you look around, it's a 2-yard game when you normally it'd be a 6 or 8 yard gain. But they got a good football team, but, you know, our kids played hard, and as you mentioned, the score was not an indication of the game. It was a tough, hard fought football game, especially the first half, and then we start the second half with a good drive, and then we get a penalty, and bad things happen. You know they're going to make you drive the field. We don't get any short field. When they kick it off, they kick it in the end zone. You got to go 80 yards, and then even when they punt it, you know, they're going to move the chains even when we stop them, but we still got a long way to go, and it's tough sledding against a very good dominating defense.
The thing about Oakland and lining up against them defensively is everybody that you're lining up against is a premier playmaker.
They really are, and they're a little different this year as opposed to last year. They returned 8 starters off of last year's defensive state championship team that allowed hardly any points in the playoffs, but their losses were some defensive linemen, and they were big kids. One of them's at South Carolina, and one of them somewhere else. I don't remember where he went, but they replaced them with skill kids that can really run. That are tight end is one of their defensive tackles. Their one of their running backs is one of their other defensive tackles. And those kids are so fast, and they move around a lot on defense and give you a lot of different looks on defense. But they, you know, and I'm talking to Coach Creasy earlier in the week, you know, he indicated to me we're faster than they were a year ago, and we could tell that by watching the film.
Who did some nice things for you defensively?
Well, just watching the film, I've only briefly watched it, but Kate Apple last week had 18 tackles, and doggone, he had a lot of tackles in last night's game. And I just really think it was a pretty good overall team effort. Our guys they're a wing T team. That's what they base out of, the wing T, and we really did a good job of defending their wing T. And then, you know, when you do a good job of stopping that, they get into all their spread stuff, and they're really complicated because they do a little of everything. And they got the big quarterback that's got a strong arm, big 6'5" kid that throws it all over the place. And, of course, their receivers are good. But I think that it's just really a good team effort. I thought all of our kids really played hard, not to single out any of them. I thought they all really defensively really played hard.
Cookeville coach Jimmy Maynard is with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Your quarterback, Stockton Owen, how is he developing? Are you pleased with kind of where he is at this point?
Yeah, Stockton is a really good football player. He's a tough kid, and of course, you know, he's every week, you know, he is developing each week. And of course, this week was a little different than we've played some really good football teams. As a matter of fact, I think if you look at it, the opposition we played, they're 22-3 at this point in the season. So that tells you how good a competition we played, and they've all got good defenses, and Stockton has been very effective against them. Of course, last night was a little different, and he indicated, you know, after the game, said, "Coach, those receivers weren't hardly as open as they were in other games." And that's just the speed of the game. It gets, you know, when you play that level of competition, when you're playing the best there is in this state, it's going to be a little more difficult. But he's a tough competitor and just a good leader of our football team on the offensive side.
How do you feel like your guys are emotionally and mentally? Because you just mentioned it's been a tough stretch to start.
It has, and you know, I mean, heck, football's not fun when you don't win, because it's a tough game. I mean, it really is, and we talked about that. And I told them before the game, I appreciate them because they come out every week, every Monday they come to work. And I feel like that, you know, we've gone through a tough stretch to start this season. This schedule, you know, in years past, it's been a little lighter on the front end, but this year it's been a tough, and everybody's better. Everybody is a senior team this year that we faced, and we're, as I've talked about, we're a young team. Our whole offensive line's coming back. About 8 starters on the offensive side are going to be returning for us next year, so we're young and inexperienced, and we're gaining some good experience, and it's just going to make us better. But I'm proud of our guys. Their attitude has been good. They understand where we are. We watch film. We point out mistakes. We point out the good things they do. And they know that this was a tough opponent. And, you know, next week we got a team that, you know, they've kind of been like us. They've won 1 or 2 ball games. So they're going to go to work and hopefully prepare for this next game, and hopefully it's a win, you know. But and we need some wins, but our guys have been good, and they practice hard, and they do exactly what we ask them, and I'm proud for that fact. And our coaches do a good job, too, of keeping them up and keeping them motivated to play.
Jimmy Maynard, head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers. They fall to Oakland last night, 49-0. Coach, as always, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Larry.
Talk some Clay County Bulldogs football as we continue with the high school playbook built by our friends at Mountain Barn Builders. Clay County remains undefeated after beating Gordonsville 35-6 at home last night. Head coach Jake Johnson and members of the Bulldogs team are with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Got to feel good to be still undefeated at this point.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you get a win over Gordonsville, it's a big deal. It definitely is for us and our guys. They were the region champs last year. But once again, hats off to our guys. They battle. You know, they definitely battle it out.
How well did you play last night?
I thought we played pretty well, truth to be told. I feel like it was the most complete game we've came out with all year. You know, it was still a tight one. The score's a little misleading. You know, it was 14-6 going into the fourth. You know, we pulled away from them a little bit late, but that's still a very good Gordonsville football team.
When you look at kind of where you are, it seems like every week you're building success in your run game. Do you feel like that you're gaining momentum there?
Absolutely. And you know, if you go back and look at the stat line, it usually we roll the hot hand. You know, some weeks it's Carson Sharp, sometimes it's Alec Kerr. You know, last night it was Will Ogletree. Sometimes it's Jake Ashlock, our quarterback, as well. But you know, that's something we're good at, for sure. You know, we're ball control, we're ground and pound. You know, we can throw it around a little bit, but at the end of the day, we're definitely run first.
How much does it help you to have that stable of backs? Because there's nobody in football that takes more of a pounding than a running back. I mean, they're getting hit every single time. So a little banged and bruised will bring somebody else next game.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what the great thing is, you know, we're at a place on offense where we can afford to give guys some breaks, you know, if somebody's banged up a little bit, you know, to sit them and play. But it's a luxury, you know, I've not really had before.
It starts with your offensive line. How good are they?
Pretty solid. You know, with the rushing numbers we put up this year, you know, it's hard to say anything, but now here's the odd statistic not many people know about. We actually start two freshmen on that offensive front as well.
That's amazing. Because you think freshmen are so outmanned just in terms of their physical skills to play offensive line right out of the gate.
Well, and that's the thing with those two kids. You know, once again, they are freshmen. They're extremely coachable, and they're ball players. You know, they're technicians and things they do. Which really helps them, not the biggest guys in the world, but really get some leverage on people. They understand how to use that body, getting those hips, and it definitely pays off for us.
Clay County coach Jake Johnson, what do you see defensively? How do you feel like you're developing on that side of the ball?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's been anything, well, just dominant this year. I was trying to find a better way to put that, I guess, without sounding on the arrogant side. But, you know, we gave up a combined of 14 points this entire year. You know, that's a very, very impressive stat line. It keeps us in ball games. You know, there's times we've had to lean on our defense when we've not produced, you know, on offense. But it's definitely been the bright spot for sure so far at the midway point of the season.
At the end of the day, that's how you grade defenses. How many points do you put on the scoreboard? And so far you've done such a great job with that.
Absolutely. You know, and it's hats off to, you know, we had a huge hire this offseason, Coach Mike Dickerson from Smith County. He's really, really came in and tuned our defense up for sure.
What do you think he's added?
I mean, veteran leadership, for one. You know, the guy's been there, done that. He's been a head coach. You know, he's been a coordinator before. You know, anytime you get a guy that's had 24 years of experience, and especially on a high level, I mean, it's a slam dunk, you know.
Some people, though, in the coaching fraternity, it's like any other business, but some people would say, and I'm bringing – this guy in who's had all of this experience, and you know, my ego is at risk. You didn't feel that way?
Not at all. And you know, honestly, it's just like with the kids. You know, there's no I in team,
right?
You know, it's one of those practices with you preach. It's not about who gets it done, as long as the result is at the end of the day that we're winning. You know, and everybody. And it takes an army, you know, for a football program to have success. And you know, you can't shy away from quality help at all.
Yeah. Last year's experience and coming in mid-season and all of that that went into that, how much different was it that you started out at the first of this year with your spring work and all of that, that you were in place and your program was in place?
Oh, it's made a world of a difference, absolute world of a difference. You know, these kids have bought into what we've been doing. But, I mean, we just got right back down to basics, started from the top of fundamentals, got a really early install. You know, it felt like all last year we're kind of shooting from the hip, trying to game plan, you know, because we didn't have that off-season install. But that has made an absolute world of a difference.
And you're in a situation in that where you can't really install your whole thing for fear of mixing them up of right in the middle of the season.
Right, and you can't. I mean, because, you know, I'm one of those people, though, too. You know, if you can't run in practice, you can't run in a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we tried to do some different things, and you can tell. There was a wing tee style, you know, shoe-to-shoe under center. We're more of a wide-open spread look. I know we run the ball quite often,
right.
However, but, you know, we are wide-open spread. And, you know, that's a big transition, especially from the quarterback position as well.
When you talk about the health of a program, one of the areas that you look at is, you know, the young men that you're developing. How would you grade the health of the entire program? We're talking middle school and youth league and all of that in Clay County.
Well, I mean, it's definitely on the ups. And, you know, back in the day, of course, it was Salina back then. You know, it was a football powerhouse. But, you know, kind of fell on hard times for various reasons. But there's a group of individuals that started on the youth league with some of these kids that, I mean, just got them used to winning, made them accountable, made them work, made them, you know. And that's really where the success began. I know a lot of people think, hey, you've really turned the high school program around. But, you know, there's a group of, you know, alumni individuals that really got a hold of the youth league and this honestly made them winners.
You got to develop that mentality early on. You're not going to change that at when they get to the ninth grade or 10th grade or whatever.
Oh, you're absolutely correct on that.
We're talking football, some Clay County football. Jake Johnson, head coach of the Bulldogs, who stay undefeated after getting the win over Gordonsville at home last night. We'll meet some members of the Bulldogs here at Chick-fil-A next. All the information on last night's high school football available to you at ucsportsnation.com. It's where we break down all of the high school sports in the Upper Cumberland, boys and girls. Clay County gets the win over Gordonsville 35-6. 308 yards rushing for Jake Johnson's football team, and he's with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. So here we are, and it's hard to believe we're at the halfway point of the football season already. Is there still a lot of room for improvement in your eyes?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, something that we try to be careful of, and I think these guys do a good job as well, is never be satisfied. I mean, you know, celebrate the victories like we told them last night with a huge win. Hey guys, let's celebrate over the weekend, but Monday it's right back to business, focusing on Westmoreland.
Who'd you bring along with you today?
We've got our quarterback, Jake Ashlock. We've got our wide receiver, middle linebacker, Wyatt Burks.
Jake, let me start with you. Do you like this offense and all the things that you're able to do with running the football, and then when you have to throw it, you can?
Yes, sir. We're more of a predominantly running team, but that's all right. We'd like to throw it every now and then. At least I would. But, I mean.
It's all right, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, when you're on a roll like that, 300 yards on the ground, you gotta give it to the hot hand.
Do you see the confidence in your offensive line in front of you as they get rolling in these games?
Oh, yes, sir. Whenever we have a big run or something and we know – you can just look in the offensive line's eyes. They know that we're about to have a good night and go down and score. You just know.
How did you feel like the team overall played? Gordonsville is one of those perennial powers that, you know, great in your region for so many years. How did you feel like you played?
We played all right. I mean, there's still room for improvement, but we did pretty good. Pretty good.
Wyatt, how would you grade your performance last night?
I did all right, but I feel like I could have done a little better. I mean, there's some stuff we need to improve on for sure.
Like what?
I need to work on tackling a little better and getting set up to sets and just little stuff.
Did they throw you anything that you weren't expecting last night?
They come out in a few sets that I didn't recognize in the first, but Coach D and Coach Johnson, we adjusted to it pretty easy.
How much work do you do in film study during the course of a week?
I do a lot, but I probably should do more, honestly.
Coach wasn't listening. He didn't hear that part. I mean, it's easier now because you have that right there in front of you, right, with the technology?
Yeah.
For you, to see this football team where you are right now, do you see the ability that you guys could make a run as October rolls into November?
Yes, sir, for sure. I've been dreaming my senior season for as long as I can remember, and it's going as planned right now. I'm just wanting to keep it rolling.
Can you believe it's going by so fast?
It is going by pretty fast, but yeah, it's already halfway over, but I'm ready to get it done.
Jake, how about for you? Can you I know your body probably feels like you've played five games, but it does just – once you get rolling, it goes fast, doesn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Where do you feel like that this team needs to get better?
All of it, really. Just we can always improve.
Always improve. Who are those guys that when you need that yard, when you need to convert that third down, who's the guy that Jake calls the number of?
This guy over here to the left of me.
Really?
He's whenever Will. This guy over here to the left, he's every time when I throw it, I'd normally look at Wyatt. And then we normally hand it off to Will Ogletree. He's a powerhouse back here.
Coach, that same question to you. When you got to get a yard, who's the bulldog that gets that?
Well, you know what? Honestly, it goes back and forth between Jake and Will Ogletree. You know, like he said, we do ride the hot hand. But, you know, both of them, we've ran them both. They're, you know, not very often it's your quarterback, your short yardage back in some situations. But, I mean, we definitely take advantage of his size.
But you got to love the fact that he wants – I mean, he's sitting here saying, it's me, I want the ball.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's leading us in rushing touchdowns. He's got six on the year. But, you know, any time we do need a yard, you know, like I said, it's either going to big number one over here, number 30, Will Ogletree.
So, Jake, when it's all said and done and your high school football career is over, what do you feel like you'll have learned most? What's been the biggest lesson of playing high school football?
Just how to be a leader, how to become together as a family. That's all I do.
Does that come natural to you?
No.
So it's been a learning then?
Yeah, I had to learn. My sophomore and junior year, I wasn't much of a leader. I just yelled at everybody. But this year, I've been trying to fix that.
Isn't that interesting? Because that's what a lot of people think leadership is just yelling at everybody. Yeah. But that's not always the case. Wyatt, how about you? What's the thing that high school football has done for you?
Jake said it, leadership and just coming together as a family. I mean, I've got bonds with those guys that I'll never have with anybody else. I mean, me and Jake's been playing together since he's in seventh grade or eighth grade, right? And, I mean, we got a bond that nobody could break.
Coach, is that the part that the people who didn't play high school football maybe don't understand is the bond that develops?
Absolutely, and you know, going back to what they say, you know, I've got a little more gray in my hair than they do, but you know, there's guys still to this day, you know, it's a fraternity,
yeah.
That you know you still talk to, and you know, a couple of guys I went to high school with last night even came to our game last night, you know, but it's something you will never see again, and that's something they need to cherish and understand. Hey, live in the moment.
Get back to work for Westmoreland.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys coming and joining us today at Chick-fil-A.
Appreciate it.
Head coach Jake Johnson of the Bulldogs, along with Jake Ashlock and Wyatt Burks, as the Bulldogs stay undefeated on this 2019 season. High School Playbook for you, built by Mountain Barn Builders, continues on a Saturday morning as we get ready for Florida and Tennessee coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. Pregame over on 106.9 Kicks Country. Let's talk some White County Warriors football as the Warriors get back on the winning track last night, defeating Walker Valley 32-29. And the head coach of the Warriors, Mark Frazier, joins us now live. Coach, this one a back-and-forth affair for your White County team.
It did. These kids like to give me a heart attack, I think, if they they like to make it interesting for the fans, apparently so. But we're glad it came out the right way.
You ran the ball well, at least statistically. Did it please you?
We ran the ball well. I tell you what, our offensive line, once again, is the MVP of the game. They played better as the game progressed. We had a key injury there this week. Lost one of our better guys, in Kyle Erickson, and we put in a sophomore. It came in, Malachi Billings, and did a spectacular job. I was really proud of him for coming in and picking up the slack. So the offensive line played really well. And once again, our running back and them both going over 100 yards, that was great for both those kids.
Has to please you to see some of that depth developing on your football team where you have an injury and you're able to come in and just keep going.
That's it. We're the walking wounded right now. We need this bye week in a couple weeks coming, so maybe we can survive this one more week. But that is true. It's fun to see some young guys step up, get some playing time, and respond positively. I've been proud of them.
What was the story of the night defensively?
Well, you know, after watch the game, you watch the film. We just got a couple of busts along the way. We'll get to 3rd and 15, and you know we can't get off the field. We had a couple of penalties. We roughed the punter one time, and you know gave them another opportunity. So we're still not playing perfect football by any means. We've got a lot of things to work on, but I do feel there's progress. We just haven't put it all together yet defensively.
Who are some of those guys that are coming up big for you defensively right now?
Well, I tell you, one kid that was just thinking about this morning. Now he came in and spoke with you earlier. Bradley McBride is a senior. He's a strong safety. He's, I guess, the biggest thing. He's playing on a torn meniscus. Decided he's going to play the year instead of doing his getting surgery his senior year. He's hobbling around out there and he's playing great. He's a guy that's really figured out. He wants to know where to go, but why. So he's one of my leaders back there. I was just saying how proud I am of him, how he's played this year. We got several guys. Marquise Coleman at defensive end, Cameron Stevens at defensive end, Hunter Pope. All these guys are juniors. They're starting to figure it out a little bit, getting pressure up front. Cade Clark up front. So got some guys there. And then, of course, we've got our senior leader there in Will Griggs that really carries us. So we're proud of him. Two corners out there, too, that are growing up. I've got Malachi Dow, who's a freshman, who really kind of got picked on a couple of weeks ago, got an interception last night that really swung the game. So proud of him for keeping his head up after having a rough outing. And so proud of a lot of those guys.
White County Coach Mark Frazier with us. And your defense did a good job Walker Valley, they just kept coming in this game, especially in the second half.
They did. They didn't give up. They're kind of in the same situation we are. They've had a rough last few years, so they're trying to get it turned around. So Coach Aiken should be proud of his team. They played hard and continued to fight. Like I said, I was proud of ours, too. We're down 14-10 at halftime, and then we scored 22 straight to kind of give us a little bit of buffer zone there to get up 11. But they still came back and scored, and we had to run the clock out. So it was an exciting game.
Did your offense do those things in running the clock out that you work on? I know, I'm sure every week you work on those kinds of situations.
I think we got the ball back with a little under 4 minutes to go, and so they kept the ball. I know there were several times we had 3rd and 2s, 3rd and 3s, where I was going, oh, man, what are we going to do right here? So they kept me from having to make any decisions, which is probably the best thing for Sparta football, for me not to ever have to make a decision. So they made it easy. They kept the ball, kept getting first downs, and we got to down it out at the end. So it was a great last four-minute offense for what those guys did up front.
Coach Howell, how much fun is this football team having right now?
Well, I told him before the game, you know, we won two, then we lost two. I said, you know, we talk about a lot of things with being brothers and trying to, you know, care about each other. And I said, but you know what? It's fun to win. I said, let's get back to winning because, you know, that's what it's all about, having fun on Friday night. So those kids enjoyed the win. We'll you know, I think it's been great, especially for these seniors who haven't got to experience it at all in their entire career till this season. They've gotten some wins. So we're having fun. We want to continue to get better, but I think it's about having fun. It's high school football, so as long as those kids are enjoying it, we're doing the right thing.
And it's easier to get better when you're winning, right, and having fun.
No doubt. We were talking about how, you know, we've got York this week, who's always tough. We've got to go up there and play them, and then we got a bye week. And we said, man, it'll be so much easier if we could go into this York week and the bye week with a couple wins. So we got the first one. So hopefully we can keep our focus and go up there and play a good York team.
White County defeats Walker Valley 32-29 in Sparta Friday night. And head coach Mark Frazier, thanks for the time.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's head to Crossville, where the Cumberland County Jets fell behind early, could not make the comeback late as they fall to Macon County 48-12 on the night. Head coach Eric Ballou joins us now. Coach, just a really tough time keeping pace with Macon County last evening.
Yeah, you know, they got a great football team, a great coaching staff. They were very well prepared. They played hard. It's one of those things where, you know, we're at a point to where we've got to learn to start matching intensities, and we didn't match Macon's intensity on both sides of the ball last night. So that's, you know, they kind of ran away with it. So, you know, that's kind of where we are, and we've got to learn to definitely improve on that.
That's got to be frustrating for a coach, because you practice all week and, you know, you practice well, and then to just not come out with that intensity.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kids are you know, in this program, they're learning how to win. They haven't had much scoreboard success in their career. So just trying to get them to learn how to compete, you know, understanding how uncomfortable you have to be to compete, how uncomfortable and how far out of your comfort zone you have to go to win. So I think we're making strides to get there. We still have a long way to go. But I do think we have the guys to, at some point during the season, be able to learn how to do that.
Macon County hits first, but you come back in the second quarter with a big play.
Yeah, and it was one of our base plays. You know, it was two-back power. It's not like we ran something creative or crazy. I mean, that was our base play that we hit for a 75-yard touchdown. So, you know, to me, that says that we can do it. You know, we've got to understand that those things can happen. We just got to buy into having great effort and learning how to execute.
Jacob Gringham made that play. Just talk about him and where he is.
Well, works extremely hard. He plays really hard. You never know. I mean, that big play could be coming. So we're going to do the best we can to, you know, get him more involved in the run game, try and get some big plays out of him.
Then in the later in the game, you're able again, second time this year, to come away with a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, we're excited about what those guys do, and we're excited because, you know, there's probably only two of the same guys from game one that are on that kickoff. Injuries or whatever, so we're glad that guys are buying in to that special team. If you get kids to buy in on special teams, you know, you definitely know that you have some progress moving in the right direction. So we're really excited about that. Trevin McGee really, really hit the scene and did a great job extending the play and outrunning everybody.
That special teams point is an interesting one, because a lot of times young men see special teams as, well, I'm not good enough to play offense or defense, and I've been saddled with this. But you take pride in that, and, of course, you build your skills to move up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that we always harp. We start practice every team. You know, that's, you know, an emphasis we want to put on. And, you know, I think if you're even with a team, it's always going to be special teams that usually dictates the outcome of the game. So we're definitely excited about some of the things that we're doing on special teams. We just want everything to carry over and hopefully be able to play a complete season.
Head Coach Eric Ballew, what was your message to your football team when it was all done?
We just have to understand, you know, like I said before, what it takes to compete. Those times when you get tired or, you know, you get down on the scoreboard, you know, those are the moments when you identify who you are as a player and as a team. And each to make a decision, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get back in the ball game, and that's focusing on the play in front of you.
So, kind of where are you at this point in the football season?
You know, we still have two region games left. You know, with us only having five teams, we can still make the playoffs. So, we have DeKalb County left, who's obviously shown some stuff, and we have Stone, which will be a huge rivalry game for us. So, we really want to, you know, get to a point to where we can attack those guys. But right now, we're going to be focused on Walker Valley and getting better this week. We got a road game, and then after Walker Valley, that's the last time we leave Cumberland County for the rest of the year, because our other away game is at Stone. So we want to be able to compete this week to make sure we're getting better, get some young guys ready to go. And, you know, who knows? Possibilities that everything's still in front of us.
Head Coach Eric Ballew, Cumberland County falls to Macon County, final 48-12 Friday night. Coach, thank you for the visit.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Last night's high school football scoreboard, Oakland beats Cookeville 49-0. Monterey rolls over Pickett County 63-16. Livingston Academy down Stone Memorial 42-7. Smith County 34, York 12. DeKalb County beats Grundy County 49-12.
Upperman wins over Cannon County 39-6. Macon County defeats Cumberland County 48-12. White County wins over Walker Valley 32-29. Clay County defeats Gordonsville 35-6. East Robertson gets the win over Jackson County 14-7. And that's where we're headed next. Gainesboro bringing head coach Sean Loftus, head coach of the Jackson County Blue Devils. Coach, quite a defensive affair in that game last night.
It was, and, you know, I told our kids after the ball game was over with, I was very pleased with their effort. You know, I hurt for them last night, because they laid it all on the line. And, you know, we really didn't know what we were going to be able to get out of them because of, you know, we just been so injury stricken over the last couple of weeks. And then, you know, we lost, you know, two kids possibly for the year last week, and two starters and two kids that play on every special team. They play every offensive and defensive snap. And, you know, and before the game, you know, I just kind of just told them, hey, you know, go out there and play this for those two kids. That, and just have no regrets when it was all said and done. And I was, you know, tickled to death with our effort, and just, you know, my heart was aches for them, just seeing them last night, knowing that they gave everything that they could give.
Coach, how does it affect the other players on a team when they see their teammates who have put in all the same work that they have go down and maybe done for the year?
You know, they hurt, obviously. You know, with one of them being a senior, I mean, that, you know, we just kind of, you know, we rallied and are around each other. And, you know, and I thought last night that, you know, and I told them it's going to take just a little bit more out of everybody on the field. They're just all of them going to have to kind of pick up their play a little bit just to try to make up for the loss of those two kids. And, I mean, golly, the effort that we got, you know, kids just relentlessly trying to make plays and doing whatever it took. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Both teams in the first half relying on their defense, keeping each other out of really the opportunity to even score, much less get down in the, on the other side of the field.
You're right. You know, coming in, East Robertson's got the number one rated prospect in the state of Tennessee as a sophomore in the sophomore class. You know, Taylor Groves, who is everything that, and then some, what everybody says about him. He's already, you know, he's got multiple SEC offers, so he kind of came out and won. Last week they threw for, golly, it was close to 250 yards or 300 yards against Lewis County. And then, you know, we came out to try to take him away and put pretty much everywhere he went, we bracketed him and him, and they wanted to come out and try to get him the ball, but couldn't. And, you know, then we were able to, you know, just kind of hang in there. And I think as the night grew, you know, we just kept on getting confident defensively. And then, you know, I mean, I was just, you know, really, really pleased with the way that we played. And, you know, kids out there that were, you know, playing a little banged up, but you know, just giving everything that they possibly could for the guy next to them. And it was a defensive struggle and for the first half. And, you know, it was one of those things that you really, you know, now in today's world, you really don't see that often with the high-powered offenses, and everything's kind of geared towards the offenses scoring the football. But it was definitely a good defensive battle, you know, during the first half.
Jackson County Coach Sean Loftus with us. Second half opens, and you mount an impressive drive with a big touchdown pass.
We do, and it was kind of crazy, I guess. We we had went forward, or well, I guess it was third and short, and they kind of busted us. They were in an all out blitz, and then so there in the second half, I don't know. I got on the headset. I was like, "What do you guys think? What you, you know? It's around the 35 yard line. It's fourth and two, and I got, I don't know, asked the coaches, and I was like, everybody was like giving their input, and I was like, what about a halfback pass? And the whole entire, everybody went silent and wouldn't talk to me, and I'm like, I just got a gut feeling, and you know, we ran a halfback toss, sweep, halfback pass, and Weird Robbins finds Jacob Calvin from about 35, 36 yards or so, and for a wide open touchdown. And then, of course, afterwards, everybody was like, "Oh, coach, we just wanted to make sure that it worked first, you know, and all that stuff." So, so it was one of those type plays, but we mounted the drive there and scored, and then of course, then they started lining up the Groves kid in the backfield at quarterback, and he got loose, and you know, he is just so fast and long, takes long strides, and he got the corner on us, and just outran us down the sideline. We got about three or four hats to him, and just never could bring him down, and he was able to score a long run in order to tie it up.
That's what makes exceptional players exceptional, is you can bottle and bottle and bottle, and then it just doesn't take very long for one or two plays to happen, and they break through.
You're exactly right. And, you know, and he was the difference of the ball game. You know, it's the one kid that we could not match up with athletically. You know, he found a way to make two plays and in order to beat us. And you know, again, hats off to East Robertson and you know, and Taylor Groves. But you know, I'm not taking anything away from our kids either, because you know, we fought and scratched and clawed for everything that we could get. And you know, we didn't necessarily always do everything the correct way, but you know, our effort was tremendous.
East Robertson 14, Jackson County 7. Head coach Sean Loftus, thanks for the visit.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
Taylor Groves is one of those young men that we will hear about come collegiate time. Defensively for Jackson County, great job just holding him to 119 yards and two touchdowns on the evening. That's a loss, but still, you see the promise of what they can build defensively in Gainesboro. Can you believe we're starting the second half of the high school football season? You heard right. It's not even cooled down yet. Next week's schedule looks like this. White County will be at York Institute. Warren County takes on Siegel. Upperman is on the road to Oneida. Kingston will host Stone Memorial. Smith County and Livingston Academy will face off. Pickett County is at Sail Creek. It's Livingston and Smith County, as we mentioned. Jackson County is at Monterey. Cab County takes on Cannon County. Cumberland County hits the road for Walker Valley. Cookeville is in Manchester next Friday night to take on Coffee County. Clay County battles Westmoreland. Hope your favorite team wins next week on the field. Our show today produced by Maddie Grider. Studio producer Will Hearn. UCSportsNation.com directed by Justin Matheny, with our assistant director Rusty Ellis. And that's where you can keep up with everything going on in high school sports throughout the week, both boys and girls, UCSportsNation.com. Thanks for the company this Saturday morning. Larry Stone saying good day.